Turn with me to Psalm 66. You got some Bibles on your chairs. You're also going to see it on the slides behind me. But let's dig into God's Word. We'll go to the next slide. Here it is. Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in Him who rules by His might forever. Whose eyes keep watch on the nations. Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. Who has kept us among the living and has not let our foot slip? For You, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet You have brought us out into a spacious place. I will come into Your house with burnt offerings. I will pay You my vows, those that my lips uttered and my mouth promised when I was in trouble. I will offer to You burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of the sacrifice of rams, and I will make an offering of bulls and goats. Come in here, all you who fear God, and I will tell what He has done for me. I cried aloud to Him, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love from me. And may God add the blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy and infallible word. A few years ago, there was a very popular movie in the theaters. It was called My Big Fat Greek Wedding. You might have seen this movie, actually. If you can go back to the one slide with the lady. Yeah, that one's great. Go to the next one. Yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. It's about a young woman who was engaged to a young man, but she was afraid to introduce this young man to her gregarious and outspoken Greek family, because she thought this family would just overwhelm this poor guy. She thought they would just scare him away and take over the wedding plans and ruin it. And she called it her big fat Greek wedding because it was so over the top. It was so unapologetically culturally charged. It was overflowing with enthusiasm in every way. And the funny thing is in the end, it's a really great comedy because this wonderful juxtaposition of this meek and mild vegetarian guy, and then there's this Greek family is like, you don't eat meat? Oh, it's okay, I'll make lamb. And the funny thing is the intensity, the main character, what was her name, Tula? She learned that the intensity of her family and the affection they wanted to give was actually a good thing. Because it always was connected to their hearts. It was always connected to the intense love that they had in their hearts for each other. And today's sermon is entitled, Make a Big Fat Joyful Noise. And I hope you can excuse the apparent irreverence of this title. But what I want to share with you is that when we worship God, it comes in many different forms. It comes in many different ways. Sometimes our worship to God is somber. It's contemplative. There are times when we need to go into the closet and close the door and pray to God alone. Sometimes our worship can be lamenting. It can be a worship in the midst of grieving, where we can pour out our problems to God and say, God, I'm suffering. I'm having a hard time. And that can be worship. And sometimes we can worship God with our minds. Sometimes we can enter into a place of an enlightenment and learning through studying His Word. And these are all very good ways to worship God. But once in a while, it's okay to cut loose. Once in a while, it's okay to have fun in worship. And that's what today's scripture message is all about. That's what today's passage is all about. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. And why? Why should we do this? I'm going to give you four reasons that I see in this psalm. The first one is this. Make a joyful noise because that's what we were made for. That's what we were made to do. That is our purpose. Human beings are vocal creatures, right? We have strong feelings deep down inside, and man, we have a hard time keeping them there sometimes, right? We can have opinions, we can have feelings, and they gotta come out. Jesus even said in Luke chapter 6, verse 45, the good person, out of the good treasure of the heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. In other words, your mouth is connected to your heart. Okay? If your heart is bursting with an emotion, it will inevitably start pouring out of what you start to say as well. The psalmist calls people to make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Wrap your head around that statement. He asks them to do this because their hearts are bursting and their mouths just can't hold it in anymore. When I read the Hebrew translation of this phrase, joyful noise, in the context, I realized it started to blow my mind. It meant this huge, massive, overwhelming, boisterous expression of praise in which all of God's people assembled together and they yelled and cheered and played instruments and danced and sang to God. Can you imagine the entire world just bursting with praise to God? What would that sound like? Wow. Every single person. My sister went to see U2 over at the Rose Bowl a number of years ago. And Bono's up there and he's singing, "It's all right, it's all right, all right. She moves in mysterious ways." And when he said, he pointed to the sky. And my sister said, I knew in that moment he was talking about the Holy Spirit. She moves in mysterious ways. And that was the way he was leading a worship service. 90,000 people just screaming. She said the energy was palpable. And I thought, wow, that's just amazing. Let's see, I lost my spot. I was so excited here. Okay, notice the word noise is used on purpose, okay? I went to see David Crowder Band. We played one of his songs this morning. David Crowder at Youth Specialties. And he asked the crowd, he said, I want you guys to sing along with us to praise God. But I don't want pretty. I want loud, okay? So he said, loud, not pretty. And what does that mean? Well, the reality is, you know, mainline Protestant Christians, we love to emphasize worshiping God with our minds, right? We love to read the Word and to study the Word. We love lecturing and listening to people talk. And we've carefully crafted liturgies and we have these thoughtful prayers. And those are good things. And we can learn a lot from them. But we must find balance in our worship. If we praise the skilled people, if we praise the learned people, and then only the most skilled people and the learned people are actually the ones doing the singing and the preaching, then they're the only ones contributing to the worship experience. Where does that leave everyone else? The reality is that all of us are called by God to worship and praise Him. When we come together and we sing, the band is inviting you to sing. That's right. This is not come and watch Aaron sing. This is come and let's sing as a band. We are all in the band, right? Amen? Okay. And so the problem is if we outsource our personal contribution to worship to the musicians, to the paid people, then we miss out on what God has called us to do as well. We're made to sing out to God. Let's look at the scripture verses. Go to the next one. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. Come and hear, all you who fear God. I will tell what He has done for me. I cried aloud to Him, and He was extolled with my tongue. I love that. I mean, look at those action verbs. Make a joyful noise. Sing, give, say to God, bless our God. Let the sound of His praise be heard. Come, hear. I will tell. I cried. He was extolled. I mean, these are interactive things. And that's what worship needs to be for us. My question to you guys right now is there something or someone preventing you from crying out and making a joyful noise to God? From speaking His praise? Are you embarrassed to sing to God? Especially in His house. Do you feel unprepared? Do you feel self-conscious of the quality of your voice? Remember, even King David was wrongfully rebuked for dancing and singing in worship as they brought the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem. He was scorned for acting, quote-unquote, undignified. And you know what his response was? It was for the Lord. It wasn't for you. It was for Him. And when we come here and sing, it's for Him. Remember, it's what's in the heart that counts to God. That's what He's looking at. Make a joyful noise, guys, because that's what you and I were made to do. The second point is this. We need to make a joyful noise because He's worthy of our praise. We see in the next scripture verses, say to God, how awesome are your deeds? Well, what did God do for me that was so awesome? He is awesome in His deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. Therefore, we rejoice in Him who rules by His might forever, whose eyes keep watch on the nations. You keep going. Who has kept us among the living, has not let our foot slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You've laid burdens on our back. You let people ride over our heads, and we went through fire and through water. Yet, you have brought us out into a spacious place. The reality is that God uses everything in our life. He's blessed us in so many ways. He's done awesome things for us. And even the hard stuff. I mean, we look at the reference to the Red Sea, the reference to the parting in the River Jordan when His people came into the Promised Land. Those were really hard moments. I mean, your back is up against the wall and you got no way out, and then God parts the sea. And He takes His people through to the Promised Land. That's an amazing illustration. My question to you guys is, what awesome deeds has God done for you? What has He done in your life that is worthy of praise? What Red Seas has He parted when you had no way out? What difficult circumstances has He helped you endure? How has He matured you and grown you and brought you into a better place as a result? Praise Him for that. Praise Him for it because He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. The third point is this. We need to lift up our hearts in a joyous shout because others might hear it and they might join in. You see, in verse 1 again, make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. It says, sing to the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you. Sing praises to your name. You think about that word, all the earth. All the earth will worship God when our Lord Jesus Christ has His second coming. When we're brought before the throne room of God, every knee will bow, every tongue confess that He is Lord. Regardless of what they say here on earth, when they meet Him face to face, they will know and they will confess. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell what He has done for me. Are you afraid to praise God in front of others? Don't be afraid. It's okay to praise God publicly. It's okay to say, praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Lord. You can do that throughout everywhere you go in your life. We live in a nation, actually, that gives us the freedom to do that, actually. We can go to the supermarket. We can walk down the aisle, you know. We can see all this food on the aisles and go, wow. God, You've just taken care of me. We can look around and we can say we live in a society that provides clean water and we have beds and we have homes. This is just, it's a gift. And you can say it, praise God, when something goes your way. When you're on a coffee date with your friend and she says, hey, I got a promotion at work. Praise God. It doesn't matter if she's a believer or not. You say it because it's in your heart. You can, when you're at school, when you're at your job, when you're having Thanksgiving dinner with your family, praise God. You can say that. You can do that. Why? Because He deserves the credit anyway. Amen? Amen. He deserves it. But do it because it's what's in your heart. Other people are going to see it, and it could actually give them courage to praise God too. It could give them a sense of curiosity. Why did He say that? And they'd start to dig a little bit and start to realize, maybe I have some things I want to praise God for too. Make a joyful noise to God because other people might hear it and they just might join in. And then my fourth and final point, we should make a joyful noise because He's listening. And this is the one that really rocks my world. You see in verses 18 through 20, if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly, God has listened. He has given heed to the words of my prayer. Blessed be God, because He has not rejected my prayer or removed His steadfast love for me. My question to you right now is your heart right with God? If you doubt that He loves you, if you doubt that He cares for you, then how could you possibly make a joyful noise? How could that bubble up out of you if it's barely even there in the first place? Do you believe that God is listening to your prayers? Do you believe that He's listening to you when you worship? Do you mouth the words when the band's up here leading us in singing? Do you stand there and just kind of move your mouth so people know that it looks like you're participating? It's kind of a dull whisper. Hey, I've done it, man. I come in here sometimes, oh, I'm tired, let's get this over with. Did I lock the door? Did I feed the cat this morning? My mind's all... The reality of it is like, I have to remind myself that this song, that this thought, that my actions, that my heart, it's an offering of praise to the Most High God, the greatest being in all the universe. And instead of just offering sort of an afterthought to Him, I have to recenter myself and refocus and say, okay, God, if my heart is empty with praise, I want You to fill it right now. I want You to fill it, and I want it to come bubbling out of me so I can't help it. That's what I want. I want to make a joyful noise because that's what I was made to do. I want to make a joyful noise because He is worthy of my praise. I want to make a joyful noise. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Because maybe others might watch it and they might be interested. They might join in and they might actually find out that He really does matter to me. Wouldn't that be horrible? People found out I actually cared about God. I want to make a joyful noise to God because He's listening and He cares. Let's pray. Lord God, Lord, right now, I don't know where everybody's heart is, but I know that all of us are made and designed, Lord, to worship You. And Lord, if some of us right here and there are just thinking, God, I want to, but I just, there's nothing there. I'm drained, I'm dead, maybe I've never even connected with You. Lord, right now, we're just asking You, all of us, Lord, fill our hearts with Jesus Christ. Fill us with His salvation and His love. Let us know that we can enter into this new life, a life of praise to You. And Lord, I pray that His love and His salvation would transform us and it would change us, Lord. So we just can't help but keep it, and others would see it, and then they too, Lord, would come to know You. Lord, last of all, we thank You, Lord. We praise You. We're so filled with gratitude because You listen to us, because You care about us. Lord, You love us so much. You sent Your Son to die on the cross for us. And for that alone, Lord, I lift up my most highest praise to You. I extol You. I worship You, God, because You are worthy. We pray this in Your most holy name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen.